Today, Californians woke up to day two of the wildest political spectacle in the state's history. Actor turned gubernatorial candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger was all over the morning television shows, promising to fix the state's fiscal mess and bring businesses back to California.
The head of the state's Democratic Party, Art Torres, fired back at Schwarzenegger, saying a governor can't have on-the-job training. But the Democrats' united support for Governor Gray Davis showed signs of falling apart. Yesterday, the lieutenant governor, Cruz Bustamante, threw his name into the race after pledging last month that he would not run. Earlier today, Bustamante told us why he changed his mind.
Over this last weekend, we started looking at the kinds of polling that was taking place, and the possibilities were just too great that we might lose the governorship. I believe that in my heart, that as I move forward, that it's going to be very important that we don't allow those folks without experience and who have just some kind of philosophical extreme agenda to gather and to somehow be able to obtain this position. I'm opposed to the recall.
Well, now you're advising voters to reject the recall, but
that's
should
right.
That recall be successful, you're asking these same voters to throw their votes in your direction. So you're campaigning
right.
against the recall, but you're there on the ballot.
Exactly.
Is that not a contradiction?
No, I don't believe so. I don't think it's contradictory to say that just in case we don't win against that recall, we have a second vote. Use that second vote positively.
Well, the Democratic establishment, both within the state of California and at the national level, has tried to sell this recall as a right-wing coup. And now that Arnold Schwarzenegger has gotten into the race and he's running on a pro-abortion rights, pro-gay rights platform, does this neutralize that argument? Does that argument still work?
I think the people who organized it are the same kind of folks who have been trying to do this right-wing extremist activity. I think it's the same people. Now, the people who supported and who put their names on those petitions, I don't think they're a part of any kind of what people are calling a conspiracy. I think that they're truly folks who are discontent with a kind of leadership that's been shown. I think that they're looking for an option. They want to get people's attention. They want to say, if you're not going to pay attention to us, we're going to get your attention in other ways.
Mr. Bustamante, the reporting out of California and the polls suggest that many of the people who signed those petitions were frustrated not just with the governor, but with the government in general, and were frustrated with the budget situation in California. You're part of that government. So how do you, if you're selling yourself as an alternative, how do you do that if you're part of the system?
Well, first of all, I'm not trying to say I'm an outsider. I think that I have always presented myself in a way that says that I believe in public service. It is a calling for me. And I'm working on behalf of the people of the state of California. They have voted for me, both as a member of the legislature, and then they voted me twice as lieutenant governor. The major role as a lieutenant governor is to replace the governor when he can't fulfill his duties.
If Democrats blame candidates like yourself for breaking with the governor, and if Republicans wind up taking the governorship, how will this affect your chances for a second go-round in 2006, and how will it affect the Democrats' chances, not just in 2006, but in the upcoming presidential race?
Michelle, I would love to be able to think about 3 or 4 years from now, but we are confronted with a crisis now. We care so deeply that we have to deal with this issue now. This issue is not going to go away. So do we just sort of say, we can't do anything about it, let's just forget about it, let's go look toward 0406. No, if we do that, the issue becomes even greater. No, we have to be able to step forward, as uncomfortable as it is, as challenging as it is to me and my family and my supporters, we have to be able to try to do something about this. Is it taking a lot to do this? Yes. Do I think I'm doing the right thing? Absolutely.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante speaking with us about his candidacy in the upcoming recall election.